Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Croner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Kramer moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Berg and he is out, Croner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bonura trying to get to third. Cook throws the ball into Werber, who tags Bonura for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Berg and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.